Passage 2. Deep Springs is an American college.
It is an unusual college.
It is high in the White Mountains in California, not in a college town. The campus is a collection of old buildings with no beautiful classrooms. The only college-like thing about Deep Springs is its library. Students can study from the 18,000 books 24 hours a day. The library is never crowded as there are only 24 well-qualified male students at the college. In addition, there are only 5 full-time professors.
These teachers believe in the idea of this college.
They need to believe in it. They do not get much money. In fact, their salaries are only $9,000 a year, plus room and meals. The school gives the young teachers, as well as the students, something more important than money. There is no place like Deep Springs, says a second-year student from New York State. Most colleges today are much the same, but Deep Springs is not afraid to be different. He says that students at his college are in a situation quite unlike in the other school. Students are there to learn, and they cannot run away from problems. There is no place to escape to. At most colleges, students can close their books and go to a film. They can go out to restaurants or parties. Deep Springs students have a completely different alternatives. They can talk to each other or to their teachers. Another possible activity is to go to the library to study. They might decide to do some work. The student who doesn't want to do any of these activities can go for a walk in the desert. Deep Springs is far from the world of restaurants and cinemas. There is not even a television set on campus.
Questions 29 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard.
29.
What do we learn about Deep Springs College from the passage? What is the total number of students at Deep Springs College?
31.
What does the speaker say about the teachers in the college?
32.
What can students do in their spare time?